Gimnasia verbal en versión enfática. Sometimes in English we can start a sentence with a negative element, like never. Mm-hmm. We do this for emphasis, okay? When we do it, however, we have to invert the auxiliary verb with the subject, okay?
All right.
Como si fuese una
pregunta.
Una pregunta directa, okay? For example, I have never seen such a bad film. Si quieres enfatizarlo un poquito más, empezando la frase con never, tendrías que decir, never have I seen such a bad film, okay?
All right.
En el caso de que no haya un verbo auxiliar en sí, hay que incorporar el verbo do, o did, or does.
All right.
Okay, this is true of negative expressions such as never, not only, but also, and under no circumstances. Okay, mm-hmm. So we'll have a look at a few examples of each. For example, nunca he visto una película tan mala. Ya te la había hecho, pero ahora te toca a ti, Annie.
Never have I seen...
Okay, never. Hay que enfatizar el elemento negativo. Never have I seen such a bad film.
Never have I seen such a bad film.
Muy bien. Nunca he ido a un sitio tan horrible.
Never have I been to such an awful place.
Excellent. Me encanta cómo dejas una pequeña pausa después de never. Never have I been to such an awful place. Okay, muy bien. Nunca volveré allí.
Never will I go there again.
Never will I go there again. Good. Okay, let's look at some examples now with not only, but also. Okay? No solo llovió durante toda la semana, sino que también todos los museos estaban cerrados.
Not only did it rain all week, but also all the museums were closed.
Good. Not only did it rain all week, but also all the museums were closed. Excellent. Okay? En este caso, rain no contiene un auxiliar, por lo que hay que emplear el auxiliar do. En este caso, en el pasado, did. Okay?
Okay?
Not only did it rain all week, but also all the museums were closed.
No solo robaron las joyas de mi mujer, sino que también dejaron la casa hecha un desastre.
Not only did they steal my wife's jewelry, but they also ransacked the house. To ransack is what thieves do when they're stealing from your house. Okay?
All right.
Y significa dejar todo hecho un desastre. Okay?
Okay. No solo perdimos el partido, sino que también bajamos a segunda.
Not only did we lose the match, but we were also relegated to the second division. Okay, let's look at some examples now of under no circumstances, which means bajo ninguna circunstancia. Ojo que en inglés la palabra contiene una M, circumstances, okay?
Okay.
Good. Bajo ninguna circunstancia debes pisar el césped.
Under no circumstances must you walk on the grass.
Muy bien. Bajo ninguna circunstancia deberíais hablar durante el examen.
Under no circumstances should you talk during the exam.
Good. Can you read the Spanish for the next one, Annie?
Bajo ninguna circunstancia debéis abandonar el edificio durante este ejercicio.
Under no circumstances must you leave the building during this exercise.
Good stuff.